Marielle busied herself collecting twigs and dry bark.
Doesn't it just? Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. Light a fire and cook up something tasty. Who knows, the next time we'll get a decent feed roaming through that lot.
The suggestion was wholeheartedly endorsed. With flint and tinder, they soon had a merry blaze going. The gloom was dispelled temporarily as they delved through their packs.
Let's toast some of these little mushrooms and wrap some apples in wet leaves to bake.
Duddy was toasting away even as he spoke. Dandin took a bite at one of Thunderbeak's scones. He winced and held the side of his jaw.
Oh! I wonder how many seasons ago these were baked.
Tarquin chuckled.
We could always sling them at any enemies we meet.
Dandin rummaged farther down his knapsack. Suddenly, he gave a cheer.
Look, it's my flute. I'd forgotten that I'd packed it. Must have stuck in my pack lining. Thank goodness the Flitcheye never found it. Well, well, can you beat that, eh? The flute of my ancestor, Gonf the Thief. Let's see if it still sounds all right.
Trilling an old abbey reel called Utterin' the Orchard, Dandin set his companion's paws to tapping as the music scaled and tootled around the lonely trees. Hot food, a glowing fire, and merry music lifted the spirits of the travellers. Even the blinking eyes that watched them from the dark swamp stopped winking and stayed wide open with fascination as they awaited the travellers' next move into their miry world. Fleetleg, Shawbuck and Long Eyes returned from the South Beaches patrol to Salamandastron. They were first back. The Hares found little welcome. The mountain chambers were deserted. Long Eyes saw something at the doorway of the Badger Lord's forge room. Deep scored marks in the solid rock. He groaned in despair.
Lord Rawnblade did this with his bare claws. Gouged the rock face like this. I knew it would happen someday.
Shawbuck ran his paws across the scars and the solid rock.
The blood wrath has come upon Rawnblade Widestripe.
Fleetleg picked up his lance.
Come on, we must find him. No Badger Lord has suffered the blood wrath since Boar the Fighter. But be careful, Rawnblade might kill any beast foolish enough to stand in his way.
The fog had long dispersed. Beneath the high bright sun on the tide line, the three Hares found the results of their lord's terrible madness. Fully 100 sea rat corpses drifted and rolled in the shallows around the reef, hewn, hacked, or cleaved through. Blood spattered the stones and swirled in the water. Broken swords and shattered spears decorated the rocks. Shawbuck slumped against the reef, his eyes shut to blot out the awful carnage.
So this is why he got rid of us. Sent out all the patrols. I've seen battlefields before, but never anything like this.
Fleetleg leaned upon his lance.
It is written that a Badger Lord can slay many when the blood wrath is upon him. But how did these sea rats come here? Where is their ship?
Long Eyes had been wading around the west side of the reef. He called out.
Here, round here, there's one still alive.
The sea rat was mortally wounded. With his life ebbing fast, he gasped out what he had witnessed.
Ship! Wave blade! Run under the reef in fog! Stuck and old! Captain Morguy waited until fog went. We fixed ship up here on reef, waiting for tide to lift us off. Ah, monster! Badger came rushing out of sea! Eulalia!
Long Eye cradled the sea rat's head in his lap.
That was Rawnblade.
Rawnblade? I don't know. Giant. Water rushing off his armour. Spikes. Studs. Silver metal. Like some wild beast out of the sea. Ah! That sword. Like a great jib boom. He didn't stand a chance. Do you hear me, mates? 50 sea rat fighters and we didn't stand a chance. Roaring, shouting, Gorspaw, Crocus, Sergeant Lee Runner. Killing, slain, I tell you, mates.
Long Eye looked at Fleetleg.
Sergeant Lee Runner? Wasn't he your father?
Fleetleg stared out to sea.
Aye. Gorspaw and Crocus were brother and sister too. My brother and sister. I was only a newborn infant then. Our mother never lasted more than a season after they died. Rawnblade reared me, and when I was old enough, he told me that he had found them floating on the tide line, delivered there by Gabool and his sea rats.
The injured sea rat lifted his head and stared at Fleetleg.
Screaming, shrieking, and wailing, and dying. Dying!
The sea rat's head lolled to one side. He died with eyes wide open, horror frozen on his face as his spirit sailed for Hell Gates. Somewhere out on the blue deeps of the crested sea, the ship Waveblade ran before whichever course the wind chanced to take her. Summer breezes sent spray skimming over the decks, washing them clean of blood and battle stain. Stretched out on the forecastle, oblivious to all about him, Rawnblade Wide Stripe slept deeply, still fully armoured, his great sword hanging loosely from one paw, unmindful of the stinging salt water which dewed his fresh scars. The awful blood wrath had left him. He knew not when it would visit him again. He slept on, as peaceful as any infant at its mother's side.